Last but not least, it's Christoph Massiot. But first of all, I would like to thank him for his work organising the Dev Room all day. Sat
thank
here,
you.
Not to be yes, FOSDEM is a volunteer event. And Christoph will be talking about distributing multicast channels to third parties, a case study with open source software and virtualization /SRIOV.
Thank you, Kiran. And also thank you, Kiran, for co-organizing the Dev Room with me. Exactly. And if next year there are more volunteers, I think we would be happy to have that. So I'm Christoph Massiot. I've been in the broadcast business for quite some time now, and I run a company called Easy Tools. One of the purposes of this company is to distribute linear channels. So either we create them or we get them from satellites or from abroad, or we get them in data centers and we deliver them somewhere in the world or to network operators and so on. So one of the critical parts of doing that is knowing how to distribute multicast to other people. Usually, how does it work? So first, I must clarify, a linear channel, from my point of view at least, it's basically transport stream. So it's MPEG-TS over UDP or RTP, depends on your religion. Both exist, and generally multicast. So usually you put 7 TS packets inside one UDP frame, and you're done. And it's a continuous stream all the time. How do you exchange these kind of streams? Usually you take a rack in a well-known point of exchange. In Paris, there is one called Télé-House. It's very popular. Everybody knows that in Paris. And so you have your rack, you put your switch, and you buy cross-connects from your data center to your peers. So your peers can be your sources, so people who provide your streams, or could be where you distribute them, so the distributors, the operators, and so on. So for safety reasons, you will want to have each source or each operator in a different VLAN so that they don't see each other, from confidentiality.